ayo teman-teman. We read in the Holy Quran. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلا أقسم بمواقع النجوم وإنه لقسم لو تعلمون عظيم. The whole, Allah سبحانه وتعالى is giving this oath. Furthermore, I do not even swear by the positions of the stars, and that is indeed a great adjuration only if you were to know. This is in Surah Al-Waqi'ah. And when we look into this verse, an oath is given by the Creator, and the Creator does not need to give an oath to His people, to His creation. But when a verse comes in the context of an oath, it directs our attention to the importance of the matter by which the oath is given. Furthermore, I do not even swear by the positions of the stars. The stars are among the most important items in the creation of the universe. Stars are gaseous bodies that are illuminating, that are glowing all the time at great temperatures. And for these stars to exist for millions of years glowing is something absolutely magnificent, something that testifies to the might, the knowledge, and the wisdom of the Creator. Why didn't Allah give the oath by the stars, but He gave it by the positions of the stars? The nearest star to us is the sun. And the sun lies at a distance of about 150 million kilometers from Earth. The sun has got a surface temperature of 6,000 degrees centigrade, and inner core temperature of slightly more than 20 million degrees centigrade, glowing forever. Why didn't Allah give the oath by the star itself? Why by the positions of the stars? We came to realize that due to the vastness of the universe and the great distances of these stars from us, we cannot see the stars, but we can only see positions by which the stars has passed. Even the sun, which is the nearest star to us, this distance can be traversed by light in 8 minutes. We don't see the sun. We see a position in which the sun has passed and has left it. And this is a great mercy by the Creator. We never ever see the stars, but we see positions in which the stars has passed. The nearest star to us after the sun is at a distance of 4.2 light years. What does this mean? It means that once the light is emitted from that star, it reaches the Earth after 4.2 years, more than 50 months. The star would have traveled millions of kilometers away from that position. So we don't see the star, but we see positions by which the stars have passed. We know of the universe, in our galaxy, for example, the galaxy to which the Earth belongs, the Milky Way, there are more than 400 billion stars. The galaxy itself has got a radius of 100 million light years. So we can never see these stars. We can only see positions by which these stars have passed. Scientists recall that in the sky there are over 100 billion galaxies like our galaxy. The observed universe to us lies at a distance of 36 billion light years. A disk having a radius of 36 billion light years. From each side, we have 18 billion light years. We never ever see these stars, but we only see positions by which these stars have passed. We only came to realize this, the value of this oath by the Creator, who does not need to give an oath to us. We only came to realize this very recently, that from the surface of that planet, man can never see stars, but he can only see positions of the stars, positions by which the stars have passed. One would wonder, who would have taught Muhammad this, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, more than 14 centuries ago? Unless Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His eternal knowledge, knows that man will discover these facts one day. And such notions in the Holy Quran can remain living testimonies for the authenticity of the Holy Quran and the authenticity of the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Of course, I can speak about the position of stars for the whole night, because position means space and time. Position means gravitational forces that control the universe. Positions means many things, but I'll skip this very quickly so that I can have time to cover as many verses as I can.